our next item is something that I've looked forward to every year. I look forward to it in our national convention. We've been doing it here for over 25 years now. I look forward every year for 25 years at the state convention. There was a time where we didn't bring these young people to the convention. We have started bringing, like national, we have started bringing young people to our conventions, and we're glad we have, because we've met a lot of fine young people that way. For many years, Ray Wayne chaired the committee and did an able job. And at some point, Ray said to me, I think it's time we move on, and I agreed with him to move on and get some of the next generation doing this. But we couldn't leave the Ivy League anyway. We had to stick with Ivy League at least. So we chose, as our next chair of the scholarship committee, Kate Mendez. She has done a fine job for the last many years. Yeah, go ahead, folks. And continues to do a fine job. And I give you, for the next few minutes, and whatever she cares to do with those few minutes that I've given her, I'll give you Kate Mendez and her company and her orchestra.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Okay, well, some people sound awake. All right. Now, among those who I know are awake and who probably shouldn't be, considering all the work they put in last night, are some people I wanted to thank. Really briefly, I know I'm up here to talk about the scholarships, but since I have the microphone, I'm going to say thank you to everyone who helped to set up and take down, plan for, and organize last night's hospitality event. I know she told me not to shout her out, but she can beat me up in the parking lot later. Angie Robinson, Nihal Arkon, Amanda Maxson, Nefertiti Matos, Ray Fontanez, who always seems to manage to sneak in under the radar, but he's always there when I need him to set things up and take them down. So thanks to all of those people. Without you guys, we couldn't have had such a great evening last night. And we did have a great evening last night, didn't we? And thanks again to the hotel staff, because they really were a large part of that as well. They were very friendly and accommodating and provided us with some great bar service and some great hors d'oeuvres. All right, so now I'm going to actually get to the official purpose for which I am up here, which is to introduce to you the 2015 scholarship class of the NFB of New York. We have three finalists this year. I hope that you've all had a chance to talk to them. If not, you know, following the board meeting yesterday, then at the hospitality meeting event last night. And if you haven't, please do get a chance to talk to them. They're terrific people. And we'll give them each a couple of minutes to tell you a little bit about themselves. Beginning with Ashley Burke, who is attending the University of Buffalo, getting a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling. Here she is.
Good morning. How y'all doing? So, like Kit said, my name is Ashley Burke, and I am attending the University of Buffalo, and I'm getting my master's in rehab counseling. I'm also planning, they have a certificate program. After you get your master's, you take like six extra classes to get my certificate in mental health counseling so that I can sit for the licensing exam. Because in New York, you can't be licensed as a rehab counselor. So I'm doing the mental health counseling too, so that I have a backup plan for my plan A and then plan B. So I'm doing that, and then I am a new member, so I'm a part of the Syracuse chapter. Yeah. And then just a little more about me. I enjoy running. I run, for those of you who know and for those of you who don't, the Boilermaker is a race in Utica, New York, and I'm from Utica. So that's a 9.3-mile race, and I love running, so I've run that six times. I started in the seventh grade, and so I think I was like 14, and I ran till I was like 19, then I moved away. So then going back, you know, didn't have the time at college. So, yep, that's a little bit about me. So looking forward to meeting all of you, and have a great day.
Our next finalist is Heather Kornowski, who is getting her bachelor's degree in early childhood education at Madai College.
Hi. Okay, so I was told we had to give a 30-second introduction, so I kind of came up with a little speech, but if you need me to explain anything afterwards, I will. Okay, so it goes a little something like this. So the noisy sound of the traffic. I'm sure I'm going to hear plenty of that when I'm an orientation and mobility instructor. But for now, I'm a 19-year-old student at Madai College who is striving for a bachelor's in early childhood development. When I'm not in school and attending classes or doing my homework, you can find me serving on 3 e-board clubs on campus, and I am also secretary of student government. Aside from that, you can find me working in this you can find me working in admissions, answering phones, and giving tours to our prospective students. Aside from that, you can find me hanging out with family and friends and working closely with our center, Olmsted Center of Sight in Buffalo, to help mentor the younger generations and advocate them in the right directions. Thank you. Oh, wait. No, sorry. I'm nervous. Sorry. Proudly standing in front of you today, I am Heather Kornowski. Thank you.
All right. And our third finalist this year is Timothy Connors, who is getting his bachelor's degree in communications at Ithaca College.
So am I coming to UK?
You're actually going exactly, Lang's going the right way.
Okay.
Straight in front of me is the mic.
Okay. Straight in front of me is a podium, or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. There you go. Okay, so. My name is Timothy Connors, and as was mentioned, I am a junior attending Ithaca College. I'm a communication studies major with a minor in finance. I've been joking around with Kate because she's a Cornell grad, and so, you know, Ithaca, Cornell, you know, normally Ithaca is referred to as the school on the other hill from Cornell, so, you know, I gotta, you know, establish my, you know, dominance here, but, but yeah. So just a little bit about me. I lost my vision 5 years ago when I was diagnosed with T-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia. The day I lost my vision, on July 15th, my cancer infiltrated my optic nerves and I lost my vision in less than 24 hours. After that, I went into the hospital to receive a bone marrow transplant and spent over 100 days where I lost the ability to walk. Since then, and having to spend a year in isolation out of school my sophomore year of high school, but continuing with classes, I'm now in college and I'm keeping up a 3.97 GPA. Not this past summer, but the summer before, I made a 9.5 mile hike out of the Grand Canyon, despite not being able to walk nearly 3 years before. And most excitingly, I've been able to have a lot of fun while I've been at college, and I got my guide dog, Lang, here. We haven't been together 3 months yet, and he's crawling inside of the podium right now. And I'd love to talk to you guys more if you want to meet. And again, I'd just like to thank the scholarship committee because this is a great experience, and I'm glad I can be here. Thank you.
All right. You can tell just from listening to them, they're a really terrific bunch of people. We're so glad to have them here this weekend with us, and we hope to see them back in the future. Give another round of applause, please, for the 2015 scholarship class of the NFP of New York. All right.